Dreamscape presents The Whispered Word by Ellery Adams, narrated by Chris Dukart. To you, reader, because you understand that every book is a journey waiting to be taken, a magic carpet ride. Come along then. Climb aboard. A library of books is the fairest garden in the world, and to walk there is an ecstasy. The Arabian Nights. Chapter 1. Hide until everybody goes home. Hide until everybody forgets about you. Hide until everybody dies. Yoko Ono. That girl's got one foot in a grave. Nora Pennington, proprietress of the only bookshop in Miracle Springs, North Carolina, glanced from her friend to the empty chair, where she expected to find the pale-faced slip of a girl who'd hidden in the stacks until past closing time. The girl wasn't there. Recalling the hospital ID bracelet encircling the girl's bony wrist, Nora turned her attention back to her friend. June, did she say anything to you, or to Hester, or Estella? June grunted. Oh, sure, she told the three of us her whole life story. Yes, ma'am, she donated a kidney to the love of her life, and the surgery took place without a hitch. But when the sweethearts woke up, Miss Skinny as a Broom Handle found out that Mr. Wright was Mr. Seriously Wrong. According to a news report, he was an escaped serial killer. No, that wasn't it. June frowned. He ran a cult. Yeah, one of those brainwashing cults with a male leader and lots of female disciples. When our girl found out, she bolted from the hospital when the nurses weren't watching, snatched a house dress from a clothesline, and hopped a train to Miracle Springs.